35 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, welcome to Awakening to Spirit Show. I'm Sun Lu. I'm your host. I'm filling in for Rogina, the Lady Dragon. She's not feeling too good tonight, so I will be here with you tonight until 9:30. And we have a guest coming on, and wonderful, wonderful lady. And it's just Ann Nichols George. She's a coding interceptor. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that because I don't even know too much about that. Our work encompasses multiple fields of study and belief systems to help people create the life that they desire to live. She does work with channeling and past lives, and she is a 13-generation spiritual advisor and healer and energy tuner. If you'd like to call in to speak with her tonight, it's feel free to do so, and the number would be 323-693-3312, and let's go ahead and put Jesse on. I believe she is in the studio. Hello, good evening. Wonderful Friday.
Hi, Sun Lu.
I'm Sun Lu.
It's great to be here with you, and of course, I'm sorry that Rogina isn't feeling well today,
She was looking forward to speaking with you, and she just, you know, very under the weather this week. So I said, all right, I will fill in, no problem. She'll have to put up with me. No.
Well, it's really great to speak to you. It's great. I was going to say, it's great to be able to speak with you as well and to get to work with you and to have this opportunity to connect a little more with you.
Yes, definitely. I'm always following you on Facebook and seeing what you're putting out and all the information. You always have such good knowledge for everyone. You know, you're very knowledgeable, and I like that, so that's why I follow you. So, yeah. Now, you are a 13-generation druid practitioner as well?
I'm
looking at all. Yeah.
We have a lot of different things in the family background, so to say. I think probably every belief system is there at one point or another in there. And
absolutely.
I've found that, you know, the primary thing, though, is that we do have a lot of healing energy in the family. We do have a lot of intuitive wisdom in the family. And it's even the practices like the druidics, where a lot of people think of that as a more aggressive, assertive kind of energy. It's actually the part that I come from is a very nature-based energy. It's a very observational energy.
Very loving people. The only time they had to be aggressive is when the Romans were after them, and the Romans dare not. I don't know if you know the history of that, a little bit about that, but you know how the Rome, no one would mess with Rome, remember, in the history?
Right.
Well, they would go around conquering, And it was interesting because they encountered druids, and they never bothered with them again. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's such
from what I found, that when they were in their environment in the forest, in the trees, and everything else, there was no fighting against them. It was no competition.
Well, mm-hmm. And it's such a great alignment. You know, it's so appropriate to bring that up at this time of year because we are getting ready to enter May. And matter of fact, I was mm-hmm. just working on a post that's going to come out in a little over a week, in about a week and a half, that deals with this nature energy. And mm-hmm. when that connection is there and when we honor the abundance of the earth and when we come into observing and kind of being one, if you want to say that, with nature. And the druids definitely were. I mean, they paid attention
yeah.
to what was the weather mm-hmm. doing and what was that planetary alignment and where mm-hmm. was the sun positioned and, you know, how were the plants growing. And this is the piece that people miss so many times
mm-hmm.
is that when they're trying to take their path and they're trying to connect, they miss the observation piece. And it's probably one of the most critical pieces. And so the druids developed, one of the key things they did was they developed that patience. They honored the cycle. They realized the
yes.
importance of things having to go through a complete cycle in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where they obtained their power, because when they built that honoring with nature, nature was going to take care of them. They knew all the ins and outs because they had
absolutely
so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
I was going
like,
to say that
to you.
Kind of
like a city boy coming into
the forest
country,
actually
you know,
took care of them. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like taking one of those city boys from New York City and dropping them in the, you know, the swamplands
in the forest,
the back country,
yeah.
and he's not going to do so well. And that's kind of where that, you know, that history was similar to
yeah.
that.
Absolutely. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about pineal gland, the rising feminine energy in the male, and how this is affecting what is going on around us. Can you explain a little bit of that and what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. This is exciting times, to say the least, and we have so much happening right now. With this whole rising of the feminine energy. And for people who are wondering, well, what is that about? And I'm going to kind of throw some things out there, and I'm going to wrap back around later on in the show to some health issues that are going on, or maybe things that people have been experiencing. And certainly we've had variable pieces and a lot of different pieces coming up that play into this, like solar flares and things like that. So we have the physical things that are happening in our solar system, but then we also have this shift of energy power. And about every 2,000 years or so, the energy shifts from matriarchal to patriarchal back to matriarchal energy. And so it's ever
wow.
trying to find this balance between the masculine and the feminine energy. And what we really want to do is that affects what's happening like in our world power systems. When we look at the people that are taking office, the people that, you know, the turnover of power. And when this turnover of power, when the energy shifts from the masculine to the feminine or from the feminine to the masculine, either way, there's adjustments to be made. We can't do things the way we've been doing them the last 2,000 years because it will work in competition or contradiction to the current energy flows that we're entering, which actually started around 2000. And that's where we've been seeing a lot of shifting and people feeling very lost and feeling, you know, where's their direction? Well, that's they're dealing with this shift of energy. We're really only, you know, what, 17 years? Not even 17 years into this you know, energy current. And so a lot of people are maybe experiencing things like fatigue or depression, or they're experiencing various emotional swings, and all of a sudden they get very emotional and they don't know why. We're seeing things that have like a lot of eye strain that's going on, or an ache and a pain come up, and they don't know where it's coming from, or headaches is a big thing that's coming up in these different pieces. A lot of people have expressed they feel hopeless. They feel powerless in a lot of ways, not good enough. They feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of want to let people know, in some ways, this is natural with the shift that we're taking, because the way we've been living life is not the way we can keep living it. Living it in this high-powered, high-paced that we've been taking isn't going to work under the feminine energy. So, of course, we're going to start to feel this drain. The more we try to exist working 60 or 70-hour work weeks, the more we're going to be in that overwhelmed. And that's not just a physical thing from pushing our bodies. That is an energetic piece where everything in us is resisting the resting, the relaxing, the honoring of the health, and we're telling ourselves we can't succeed, we won't have enough money, we won't have enough this or that if we don't keep pushing, pushing, pushing. But the universe is not in that flow anymore. So the universe doesn't accept it. That's kind of in a nutshell. And I'll let you come and jump in there.
Well, that's funny is because, you know, we have, and my husband, my life, we have two of our teens left at home. Another one has left the nest. We have three of them gone. And one of them just left this month. So we have two left, and we were saying that we want to downsize. And we told the kids tonight, as a matter of fact. And I said, how do you feel about this? Because this is going to be a lot of changes. And we're going to sell everything. And we're actually going to, we're going to purchase an RV instead of another home. And we're just going to live one place and then live where we want to for the winter and one place for the summer. And just completely down, you know, total different lifestyle. Like,
well, a
we
lot
just
of people
don't want
that
this
know,
anymore.
A lot of people that know me know that I downsized from a 2,400 square foot home to a 24 square foot vehicle a couple of years ago, and it was a
there
big
you go.
And a big pain. And I did it with a cat that I took in, who I traveled with for quite a while. We traveled 1.5 trips around the U.S. before she passed away. She was older when I found her, and I rescued her from going over a waterfall. And she's actually the inspiration behind the code insights that I do and the work that I do. So she's just been the heart and soul inspiration that unfolded all this great wisdom into place for me in there. So, these shifts and these changes are happening, and they're happening in a way that the masculine energy, for example, and it can get very confusing, because when we look at these different components, on one hand we have the masculine energy as this very hard-driving, competitive, aggressive, assertive energy, go, 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 physical action type of energy. And probably a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I know a whole lot of men out there. They can't sit still. Mm-hmm. You know, on one hand, they won't get up and do anything. On the other hand, they can't sit still. And, you know, so they look at these different pieces. And we have to keep in mind that particularly men in our society, or anybody running on the masculine energy pattern, is just at a loss right now. They're confused. They don't know how to function anymore. They're feeling all of their power being taken away. And when we look at the masculine energy pattern, they live very much on the outside in a lot of ways. They seek that interaction. They seek that that competition for connection in a way. To all of a sudden say, okay, well, we're not going to compete anymore, And we're not going to do judgment anymore. We're all going to be in this compassionate world, which is what a lot of things are moving towards. The masculine energy is like, well, why are you pushing me out? You know, they feel very pushed out. They feel very out there. But when we look at masculine energy under the realm of codes, it's interesting because it becomes a whole different dynamic. Masculine, ironically, even though it is very material-based on a physical level, it actually is not driven by money alone. It's not driven by the material world. It's driven by these other internal drives in the universe that connect in a way that they need to compete. And so their biggest fear actually has to do with doing without, being left alone, being left out. And so with the feminine energy coming in, their greatest fear is being triggered right now, being alone, being isolated. The masculine energy doesn't function that way. And when we combine it, it is creative energy. Energy in general has a very creative aspect to it, or a very creative pattern to it. And when we combine energy with masculine, what we get is all kinds of upheaval going on.
Yeah.
So when we bring that, the masculine component and the energy component together, what we get is rebellion and revolution. And so when we think about that, okay, they're all about rebellion and revolution. And we've seen, look at all the inventions that have come about during this the 2,000 years of masculine energy being the dominant pattern. Tons of inventions, tons of different types of music and the arts and theater and all these things that have been developed under that masculine energy aspect. But when we look at the masculine energy descending, which is what it's doing right now, it's descending as the feminine energy is rising, we find it comes in under this pattern of balance. And when it's in a descending aspect, it deals with a lot of lies and a lot of deception. So now what we've got is this aggressive energy that's creating revolution through lies and deception. And just look at the news anywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's going on. The total shift. And, you know, I tell everybody, get your popcorn out. Stay calm. And just let this thing go. We'll let it ride.
And I think the big thing for us to remember is we're not in competition. And the more we can do that, then we can use that masculine descending chaos energy to restructure from, to regroup, to create anew, to give new birth, which then is where the feminine energy patterns come in. Because the feminine by itself is all about wisdom. And this is such a great opportunity that I hope those that do run on the feminine energy pattern naturally will embrace. Instead of us going through, say, like a woman's revolution, which actually was in many ways a masculine energy pattern, we want to embrace it from the feminine energy side, which is to take the masculine energy and say, hey, let's chill out. Let's go have some fun. Let's play. Because the masculine energy can relate to that. It doesn't always relate to the touchy-feely feeling side. So it's a huge adaptation in there. And with the feminine energy, it's a lot of a nurturing process. It's less goal-oriented. So here again, because the masculine energy patterns, they run on this goal-oriented pattern. They need something that they're achieving. They need something that they're working to. Otherwise, they're just totally lost. So when we bring in that wisdom, it's like the mother who has to be wise in what they say, what they tell their children, how they're caring for them, but they've got to be firm as well. And so with the feminine, we're really bringing in, and we want to bring in all the lessons we've learned evolving as a human race, as you know, as a collective grouping, so to say, on this earth, as life, and start implementing that wisdom. Now, when we combine that with the creative energy, what we get is power. What we get would be like equivalent to the Wheel of Fortune card in the Tarot, for example. And that means it can turn any direction. And what direction it turns is going to be based on how we use our power. So now that the feminine is taking rule, it really, really needs to be careful to operate with wisdom and to use its power wisely. Because used unwisely, we're going to keep getting backlash. We're going to keep getting this rebuttal. We're going to keep getting that masculine energy that wants to just do everything to squash women, basically, in the world. So, yeah. And we're seeing this with not just America. We're seeing this with a lot of world powers. I mean, all over the world in numerous countries. So, when we bring those components together in there, and we bring in that rising piece, and the rising piece is the success piece. So whoever's on that rising energy is the one that's going to have success. So this is why we've got to be careful, because if we can bring a balance in through wisdom in this, then the masculine will stop the attack. Then that masculine energy can let go and it can find its place, and we can start to, as a unit in there, honoring those differences. Now, a big piece in this as well, when we bring this together, is that we have hugely transformational energy that goes on in the feminine energy rising. So the feminine energy rising power is closing out a lot of things. It is bringing a lot of things to an end. This is why we're seeing a lot of deaths. We look at the massive amounts of people who have left the earth over the last 10, 15 years, but even particularly the last 5 years. You look at even last year, where we had all these musical celebrities that just left and things like that. So it is this kind of wheel where we have to be careful because people can tend to be reactive. And so we need to make this a transformational approach. And when we look at it, it is this type of energy that took us out of the dark ages. It is the feminine energy that brought us into awareness, that brought us into living through wise ways.
The balance, the spiritual. The female is the spiritual. The man is more the mind. I always looked at it that way. We need each other, but he's more of that aspect is more of the mind, and the female represents the spiritual. And they have to balance. If it doesn't balance, you have what we have, chaos. You know.
And that is just so huge. And honoring that balance, and it doesn't mean that we have to give up being who we are, because just like light and dark matter in the universe, each has to have the other to a certain extent. Each is reliant on the other for, you know, life. And so there is that aspect, and this is where we really got to bring in that compassion piece. And instead of sitting there fighting and arguing and all of these things, we need to be sitting down and going, damn, the masculine is lost. I understand where it's coming from. I understand that this is how it functions. And so, of course, it is struggling right now. It is not sure what to do. And so one of the best things that the feminine energy and that we can do is to provide it with some direction, you know, provide it with the guidance, just like a mother raising their son. I mean, it's really kind of comes down to that in a nutshell, so to say, on that.
It's almost like a repeat of Esther. You know, Esther, if you I'm not sure if you understand or read the story of Esther. She was biblical back in 2,000 years, you know, 2,000 years ago. And she brought together, as what you're speaking of, she brought together that spiritual aspect with the mind.
Yeah.
And they say that it will happen again. It'll be another spirit of Esther that will come forth. I think it was India that also said that it would be, a believe it or not, a woman from the West.
Mm-hmm.
That would rise and to bring, you know, forth the wisdom that is needed and to bring things back into fold. So,
and I think that's so interesting because that's come up in multiple cultures and countries. That has come out as a prophecy or whatever you want to say with it.
Yeah.
And I think what surprises people so much is that they consider the Western society to be one of the least wise as a culture. But I think that's because if this is a prophecy that's fulfilled, as many belief systems feel that it will be.
Mm-hmm.
It will be, you know, somebody who is bringing this unity in, who is really able to see from the eyes of the different cultures. And this is the compassion aspect. And I think that this is a, you know, definitely a huge piece. And I think you're right on target. With what you're saying, that this is going to be heralded in. And so our approaches, you know, are definitely got to come from a different space. It's no more this drive, manipulation. It's a nurturing aspect. And a lot of businesses are going to have some challenges to face because that drive, 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 success, money, money, money isn't going to work anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to change. There's going to be a lot of changes. I don't think that it's going to be like a complete turnaround, like, you know, people be like, oh, next day it'll be different. No. It's going to be a gradual thing, but we're going to start seeing more and more, and we are going to, you know, see these things come about, and there will be a different platform, so to speak, because I got that, you know, I have wonderful, you know, I go on those wonderful journeys too. And and that's why you made me think of that because, you know, in my studies with Esther and having my visions, and I do believe that's coming sooner than most people think, which we need desperately. And that's going to change a lot of hearts, minds, you know, because it's a conscience thing, you know, that's going on. Like you said, it's that male, you know, that energies, and the female, you know, the feminine and the masculine. So I definitely believe that that's coming about. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I know that there's a few things that we have to go through, but I know that that's coming to that point where a lot of people are going to wake up. Many people that are blinded, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is so true. These are definitely emerging times, and we're not going to get out of the lessons and the journey and the transformation right now. It's not going to, you know, you can't just walk away from it. And of course, each year and month is going to bring some different dynamics that are connected with that. When we look at the feminine energy rising and 2010, for example, one of the big pieces that we're looking at is we're looking at developing more independence, more being able to stand on our own two feet, more freedom, being able to meet responsibilities. And these are some big pieces, and taking a look at what are our responsibilities in the world and making our own decisions versus allowing ourselves to be so influenced by other people. So here again, we've got a big game changer happening in the world this year in this energy current. And among all of these feminine and masculine dynamics that we have going on, and the masculine energy descending and the feminine energy rising, one of the big pieces that is really getting evident in the world are the components of truth and the components of, you know, how much we're using deception. And I don't mean just the big deceptions and the flat-out lies like we see in politics, for example, but
I'm
talking about what we consider the little white lies, the manipulation, the passive-aggressive behaviors. And most people don't think passive-aggressive behaviors are lies. Most people don't think that telling a little white lie, so to say, they think that's okay. Like, well, it's okay because it's saving somebody from pain. Well, it really isn't. And I want to bring this up because this is where we start to play into the pineal gland, or however people want to pronounce it. I know people have different pronunciations that they like to use on it. And in the pineal gland, every time we lie and we continue to engage, for example, in competition with lies, what happens is it breaks down our ability to be spiritually connected. It breaks down our connection to divine presence or God or whatever your term is for that connection, Holy Spirit, our soul self, and it shuts it out. And this is a huge part of why people are feeling depressed, and a huge part of why they're feeling hopeless and things.
Yep.
And this is coming up because what it literally does is it literally is creating like a crust, a type of scarring on that pineal gland. It hardens in there, and it's very hard to get that to break up or to remove. But the way we can do it is actually telling the truth, actually addressing the truth. And the truth is just an absolute huge component. Matter of fact, you probably remember I put a post out about truth and deception a couple of weeks ago, and it makes this connection with the pineal gland, and I talk a little bit more about that. So every time we're getting these lies, and we get so much of them from technology, and it talks about there's all these things where all the technology, it's very hard to actually completely remove light from yourself. The pineal gland will restore in complete darkness. So what's interesting is I've been working with caves, and now that I'm based out of Indiana right now, I'm looking forward to getting back into some more caves again since I've been here. But when you go into a cave and you get into that cave all the way where you can't see the openings anymore and you completely shut off the lights, you have no light in there. Your pineal gland will restore. It will start restoring itself. And so you have this amazing thing happening where you get a huge connection running, a huge rush of energy. Well, truth is one of those things that we can use as a tool because we're not all going to spend all of our lives in caves. And the more you're in a city, the closer you are to a city, the more technology you have. If you run the TV at night, if you have electronics in your sleeping area, things like that that are running, you know, we want to power these things totally down. We want to power off the Wi-Fi's and things like that because what's happening is it's coming in, it's hardening that brain. It's creating actual deception patterns. The more electronics we have, the more lights we have, it's actually creating deception patterns in the brain and in the pineal gland. And then that pulls us away from everything. So what happens is when we get that separation going and those walls start going up, then we sit there and go, why are we not getting answers to our prayers? Why are we not getting answers to this? We've broken down the connection so much. But then you say, you go off onto a nature trail someplace and you spend some time in nature or by the ocean or something, and all of a sudden everything starts, you know, restoring. And I actually did a study of this back in college many years ago, decades ago, and had some doctors that were very interested in the study, because what I showed is how nature actually restores the physical senses. And so we get those same experiences. We have to start stepping away from some of these energy patterns. And the maternal is going to require it. The maternal is going to require that face-to-face contact. And
because, well, we are connected to nature. We're one. So by us separating from, it's basically you're separating yourself from divine and the sources around you that are one. So you're stepping out of that, and when you step out of that source, you are no longer in that spiritual realm, what I call heaven is within. You can't connect. You can't. Everything is unclear. And you step into material world, and you're having all your devices. You're kind of closed off. That I understand. Growing up in the mountains, that was my playground. And because I was continuously with the animals and with nature, and I was one with them, and I'm still able to do that with communicating with them, and I fit right in. You know what I mean? It was like I fit. I no longer was not, like sometimes you can go into the woods, animals will scatter to a point because they're like, uh-oh. But you can actually connect back with that, and they respond to it because they see that you are back in that flow again. They sense it too. They know what, that's why they sense it, the danger or not. And it's how you're reacting to it. You know, everything is how you're reacting to the animals itself as well as how they're going to respond. And that is something that I learned. My spiritual journeys were extreme because I was right there. You know, I was always surrounded, and I always say you can look in front of you. You know, what you see in front of you is there's more to it beyond that. There is that what some people call the garden. There is that world right there, that dimension, but most people just can't see it. They can't see it, they can't feel it, nothing. Because what you're saying is when your pineal gland is cut off from the source,
And then when that is getting hardened in there, when that is crusting over, it not only disconnects us on an energetic level, but it also breaks down the communication in the entire body. So now the body is not getting the messages to function the way it's supposed to. So our body stops detoxifying the way it's supposed to. Our body stops processing things the way it needs to process them. And of course, when you add in, you know, what's being sprayed in the air and the toxins and, you know, what's on our food and all of those other pieces. And people, a lot of people have said, well, I drink a ton of water, but my body is still acting dehydrated. Well, when the pineal gland shuts down, one of the big things that it can't register is that balance of fluids. It can't register and tell the body whether it's got enough fluids or doesn't have enough fluids. And then, anytime, think of all the time you're under the fluorescent lights. All of those fluorescent lights are sending conflicting messages to the brain. And so it's scrambling and creating chaos in the brain, so the brain can't you can't focus anymore. You can't bring in that clarity. So there are literally all these physical reactions that are happening, as well as the mental, the emotional, the spiritual side of this. And so a lot of people,
right.
they are. They're under the fluorescents. They're under the LEDs. And all of those things are shutting down the pineal gland. And
yes.
they're all pulling the water out of the skin. You know, you go into a store,
mm-hmm.
Say, even something, you know, like a hardware store, things like that, where they've got a lot of lawn products and chemicals and cleaning products and things like that. And you spend any amount of time around there, you'll walk out, your hands will be dry. If you're in
wow.
that on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
your hands will start being dry, even if you're putting 8-10 cups of water down you. You know,
mm-hmm.
now, of course, there's whole other components because we've changed our water system, so we now have to add things like sea salt or baking soda or things like that to actually get the water
yeah.
into our cells, because we drink a ton of water and we're not getting it
mm-hmm.
into our cells, so our body's not registering any hydration. So we have a lot of components
that
are connected
mm-hmm.
to that pineal gland in there.
Yeah.
Which are very, very powerful. And I don't want to bring people down because I don't want them to think, oh, my God, there's nothing I can do here.
Actually, there are a lot
of things
yeah.
we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, you want to take a caller, and then we're going to get back to talking because I want to learn a little bit more about this. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
Go ahead and... I have a 760 area code. You're on the air.
Oh my goodness! Hello. Hello. I am Carolyn. Are you picking up on me? Everything you said. I'm with you. I'm one of you. I've been blessed. And I've never. Oh, now do you hear the interference? oh my goodness. I wasn't ready. I didn't think Spirit would let me through so quickly, and I was just at the website. I was trying to if I had the blessing of getting on to let's just say I'm attuned with the universe, everything you've been talking about, and unfortunately, being a light worker, my experience in this incarnation has been that, let's just say, a lot of dark energy. Talk about negative EMFs. My whole house was the circuit breakers breaking. You got the picture. Talk about frequencies and also it fascinating about the pineal gland. That's one part I did not know as far as the white lies. And I was one of the people who would be always in the I'm 70 something going back, but in school. The class officer, but never, because I refuse, even in white lies, to not tell the truth. And there's a way, that's a double negative, by the way, there's a way to tell a white lie. For example, somebody says, do I look fat in this? That's the quintessential one. And instead of saying, oh, no, you can say instead, well, I think there would be a better choice. You know, and you're not compromised. Anyway, I want to share with you, I've had the most incredible, because I'm so attuned to nature, and I've got to release this so you can talk, and I was reading everything you said about all the disciplines, so to speak, coming in from you name it. But I've had some of the most incredible visitations by the animal interactions world, and even snakes. And I came to you because I think I saw the wolf with which I particularly associate. But just instead of rambling on, because I'm just so it's to speak to two of you people who voiced everything that my knowing and my sense. But I guess the question now is, there was a major clearing, to cut to the chase, and I hope to connect with you both together and individually down the road. But let's just say I'm facing a major, major transition after a lifetime of challenges as a light worker, not an officially practicing one, just in manifesting in my day to day. And so it's appropriate because we just went through the holiday of the spirit, whether it's, you know, regardless of what religion, I see them all coming together, but it's the time
yes.
of rejuvenation, resurrection.
Yes.
I relate to all of that. By the way, I'm supposed to be from the Pleiades, so hint, hint. But all of that has come to me. But let's just say the negative energy has intensified. And recently there was a whole, doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter where I go, but in this particular residence, a major clearing. Of course, I'm a double Capricorn too, so you get the picture. And but it cleared out with a real, if you will, ghostbuster. So apparently, some strong demonic energy. However,
mm-hmm.
Mercury retrograde. We have the shadow before and after. After that clearing and some protection, I talked to Archangel Michael, Raphael, all the time. The let's just say psychic attack on me intensified to a degree that it is just incredible. And I've tried to believe in the miracle that I know is coming for one more phoenix or resurrection, whatever metaphor you want to use. But the fact is that spiritual as we may be, we are inhabiting a physical body. And that's the other thing that's been taken down to a degree. You talk about EMF. Poisoning, literally, I was butchered and poisoned, and I've tried to avoid the medical profession, but how I've gotten into that. So I've had in my life probably every possible exposure to radiation, to poisons, literally
mm-hmm.
poisons, insecticides, DDT, you name it. And yet I know how to try to detox, and yet all of this negative force, particularly now, and I'm just trying to be positive and wait it out till even the shadow of
mm-hmm.
So my question, I guess, would be if there is one, and I believe everything that's on your website, everything, and I'm tuned into all that, but I have been physically completely alone and isolated, divide and conquer. And so I just don't know how much longer I can fight off, let's just say, the full psychic attack, which has been extensive, even though the house might have been cleared. The negative forces have just been incredible. Particularly manipulating.
Are you being attacked by EMF? Are you being attacked? Do you feel like that you're being attacked, gang stalked?
Could you, did I call you by the wrong name? Oh, gosh. See, I had both of your names up because I don't sleep at all.
Okay.
So my synapses talk about, could you just clarify? Yes, for the last few years, let me give you an example. The whole house, but it doesn't matter where I go. I've had poltergeist syndrome where I've been, where things go flying off the wall. You name it, I've had it. But nothing fazes me, I think, because I was born on Joan of Arc's birthday. I mean, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
It's when it physically has taken me down, for example, eight
mm-hmm.
surgeries. But as far as the EMFs, the whole house is gone. You all are too young, but if you've seen the old Flash Gordon movies where the whole house hums, like with a circuit breaker breaks,
yeah.
whatever room I'm in, the whole house resonates, and I've had electricians, I've had SDG&E, the whole house will go down. It's so intense that it fried. Here's an example in just the practical, if you have electrical, and I've studied Tesla, I've studied all this, is it took out the motherboards and my ovens, my air conditioners,
yeah.
it's fried my computers. Mm-hmm. Part of it, though, is part of the psychic attack because I'm a whistleblower and I've stood up for the truth. Even
yeah.
These doctors where there was a horrible malpractice thing where now they've lied and falsified and have attacked me trying to a degree that you wouldn't believe it. So evil. But through circumstances of trying to stay pure to what we've all talked about, I've become completely disenfranchised from anybody who could help me, and even the ones who were potential helpers during this particularly awful time have been fed false messages and
mm-hmm.
turned. Do you see what I'm saying? Because that's one thing that they can do. Yeah, and definitely EMFs, but poison, for example, I would walk outside, and I'm a nature person. Oh, my gosh, gardens, beautiful. Mother, I sensed all this. But I would walk out, and the neighbors would have their oak trees, and I'd walk, I thought there was a broken sprinkler, and I'd walk out as they were spraying the poisons and been showered in it. I mean, just stuff like that. I've been stalked by some really physical dark energies that were possessed, like just trust me. And yet I've also been saved by guardian angels, because I've almost had been killed, and then the guardian angels have saved me.
Yes. I don't know, Joseph, you understand that too, right? The energy,
yes.
The negative,
yes,
gang stalking. And they, unfortunately, with the technology,
not just the technology, but physical, like a neighbor who was the quintessential prototype of everything from starting fires to torturing, and I was into that because, mm-hmm. you see, on the surface, I'm a very positive, happy, and no matter, I've had horrendous things happen to me that most people would become alcoholics, mm-hmm. commit suicide, or become, mm-hmm. but I have been able to go on, and mm-hmm. I've rebounded from the worst of the worst, even from life-threatening mm-hmm. illnesses, from botched mm-hmm. surgery, you name it. But next door to me was turned out to be, he was so dark, and I figured it out, a child molester murderer. And then he came after me. He tried to run me, but you know. And then I jumped out of the way. I confronted him, and the stories I could tell you. But then my guardian angels just told me when to jump at the right time, and I. So it's not just been EMFs. It's been actual physical, but it's also been because I'm a whistleblower. I'm a whistleblower, and even the surgeon is getting away with the most horrendous malpractices you can believe. And the hospital became, now they're all colluding, even though I didn't sue him. And so, but they're afraid I will. They've sent, there was a drone that was going over my house circling. There was, you name it, not just EMFs, any conceivable sort of, and then neighbors who have anyway, but you get the picture. Just on steroids.
I understand it. I've had, in the past in my life, I've had my people come to my house claiming to be somebody else and going under my house and cutting all my wires. So I understand. That's happened to me before.
But you know, that's horrible because it makes you feel very vulnerable. But that's, to me, that's malicious. To me, and a schedule of what I've experienced, malicious mischief. And yet, I've had.
Yeah.
Although my whole thing is, you know, you need to save yourself. But my whole thing is, no matter what, I've been drawn into situations where I've saved many other people. I mean, I've walked into and yet at self-sacrifice. But I have no physical. And I've even tried to join the community of spirit around me. I was born, I had an Akashic reading lately that even said I was during my mother's gestation in the wrong body. The contract was broken, and I was going to try to, you know, just incredible stuff. But I feel there was always a reason for it, and yet I don't know. And I was going to call with a completely different question, and then I listened to both of you, and I just, to say that I was tapping into the wisdom of the ages, and not just sisterhood and the whole Esther thing. And yet, by the way, it's kind of ironic because when you talk about, I'm going to call you Ms. George because I can't remember your first name. I'm not on that page. But is when we talk about white lies, the story of Esther, as I recall, and I studied that as literature as an English major, and then I mm-hmm. studied all religion and anything. But is that she actually was involved in one of the greatest deceptions because she, as a Jewish woman, married mm-hmm. the king of Persia. Am I correct? I mean, isn't that ironic?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all understand it because that was divinely orchestrated, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, do you see, is there any way, because I can't get help here, and even my, service people that I've been able to help that, you know, water, by the way, water's been pouring down the walls for years. I've been stuck to this place. If I started to go in, the massive destruction, the whole nine yards out of Stephen King, swarms of bees coming down. See, they don't bother me because I've got, and I know bees. So I can walk in and say, and they'll be coming down and it's swarming. I've had the negative ones brought in, cockroaches, and now they're everywhere. You name it. And yet, I still feel at night the coyotes come and sing to me outside. I've had miraculous, and I, not if, but when I get through this, because I believe another miracle, if I can just get through this, is possible. I'm not afraid of dying. It's just dying disorganized. I'm kidding. But I just feel, they all tell me my mission isn't finished. And I haven't been a formal practitioner. I've just been stifled from manifesting. And yet my gifts are coming to me in such a rapid way that I'm overwhelmed, so to speak, and try to help and address them. But I can't go on much longer with no, let's just say, physical allies. Nobody, never to my right, to my left. And I talk to Archangel Michael all the time, Raphael, and to try to clear any negative that's still within me. But and I feel there was a major clearing, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how anybody could, even the story of Job, I used to joke and say, just call me Jobina because I have a sense of humor to get through the darkest. Mm-hmm. And yet Job had a before. He had a life that was good that was taken away. I've never even had that.
Yeah.
So you can imagine.
But it was,
yeah.
It was given back
yeah,
to him again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so rhapsodized because I've also been muzzled and I haven't been able to speak for decades to anybody of like the two of you in this community where I just feel I've come home, my soul sister.
So,
but do you see it clearing? I mean, I don't know how much longer because I'm fighting, and then I thought I was in touch with the one who cleared my house, and yet she has been strayed from her path. She's in the clutches of somebody really dark, and she's so evolved that she, during the clearing, she could bring in. She even had him sort of materialize at the end of my bed, Archangel Michael. She'd say, could you see him? And I said, no, my third eye's clear, or whatever. She's so clear. And I could see partially materialization. And apparently, too, all the lost souls in the gray area are coming to me because I emanate light, but it's flickering. And I've always, the divine light within me, I've known it was always there, but all of this has come at a crescendo the last few years, and I could see that. And she said that it was cleared. There have been several clearings, I mean, you know, ritualistic and otherwise. And so I think she thought I was questioning her. I wasn't, because I know, you know, MR, what that means. And yet the intensity of the attacks, to give you one quick example, one light worker I called in who said, you know, this beautiful reading, you are, it's your time, and, you know, this is what's left to do. And they were so kind and just very, like, we're honored to, you know, and you know, to try to other things to protect. And then she said, please call back in a week. And I called back to say thank you after this clearing to this psychic medium channel who shall be nameless. And I was listening, and I knew something was happening because as I hold my tablet too, even with it not plugged in, it'll start to vibrate. Or when I'm trying to get through to a light worker, it'll be dropped. Or the little voice is going, da, 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 da. No, you know what I mean? Well, I can hear them.
Yeah.
Little demonic entities. I can hear them going, da, 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 like those horror movies. Anyway, so she picks up, and she's one of these, I won't give her name, but I'm a great mimic too. She's like, she calls everybody sweetheart. Well, isn't she up? And, oh, thank you so much, Susan. You give us a call back. And our next caller is from 760. Well, she said, call us back in a week. So I said, hello. Hello, Mary. That wasn't her name. This is Carolyn. There was like a, like this. And she said, I know who you are. Don't talk to me. And I said, oh, excuse me, Mary. I think you have me mixed up with some other No, I don't. I know. Now, she's on the air. On the air. And I said, but you asked
wow.
me. I think there's some confusion, this vicious attack. And so I talked to another light worker. So apparently when you say they're coming through, and I asked this question because, see, I'm knowing, too, that they can enter into your phone system, to your communication system,
yeah.
Particularly I have to rely on Wi-Fi because I'm now – crippled. My whole back, my whole spine collapsed that night, and I can't stand for more than 15 minutes, and I was in excruciating pain, but I don't take painkillers. And I said, how could this be? She asked, she said, I know who, and she hung up on the air. We all know that there's these horrible people calling who are stalkers and other, but, and my tone of voice, and so I asked, and she said that the dark demon energy went through the phone lines, and she was so shocked that she was trying to protect herself, and she completely even, does that sound right to you? But it was that extreme. horrendous.
No.
Horrendous.
That can happen. That can happen. What do you think, Jesse?
Yeah, and, you know, really in types of cases like this, where there is so much negative energy around, I mean, that's where we have to come back around to really stay focused on the truth, to not, you know, get, it's so easy to get wrapped up in everything that's outside of ourselves, and there's a very fine line between paying attention to everything that's happening and crossing a little bit into, you know, being overly concerned with what everybody else is doing. And I know for myself, I had to let go of a lot of that. I've dealt with a lot of the negative energy.
Oh.
I was dealing with some attacks at the end of last year. And physically, it's very important. This is where, you know, living under heavy power lines and stuff, it's very important to get stuff grounded in a home. It's very important that the electrical gets grounded out. It's very important to do a lot of baths with sea salt.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I've done all that. I take baths and baking. I've done all that and more. I don't mean to sound, when we're talking about not buying into what's going on around you, I don't think you have any idea of the intensity. We're talking about things that on, you know, the psychological start of catastrophe, fives to not to tens almost every day. In other words, I'll come out and the pool will be down. I can fix it 10 times. The car, which has been checked, the batteries, the grounding. We're talking about events going on. Like, this is that one instance. I called this one light worker who reiterated what I intuited had gone on. I not only did let it bother me, I just said it's just part of the whole thing. So the degree of which I've done exactly, and your advice is very appropriate, but the only thing that I would say is I don't think you have any idea the intensity and degree, unremitting, to the point that thousands of dollars in my bank accounts, that I've been through identity theft one time after another. So it's like juggling swords, when you live alone, you have nobody because you've been disenfranchised. And trying to keep the truth, you have to divorce yourself from all of that other. And in so doing, so it's everything you're saying is so appropriate, from the power lines to the grounding. I used to advise other people, don't buy anywhere near power. I know about all of that. And yet the fact is, when you are now disabled, with nobody around this huge house, I've tried to get out of this. It follows me, but in this house, it's on an Indian burial ground. There's bad news and good news about that, because I've had some fabulous, wonderful visitations. I have pictures of a 14-foot long, beautiful snake visiting me. And I used to be terrified. Well, I still sort of am, but beautiful animal visitations. And so those are what I focus on. Believe me, I'm a positive person. Otherwise, I would have been taken down a long time ago. But after 70-some years of this, and now believing
with
all my heart.
Well, that's the whole reason they're doing it. They're gang-stalking you because they know who you are.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's what the Claire said. She was very flattering. She
said, they know who you are. I mean, there is, you know, with what Jesse was saying to you with the pineal gland, okay?
I
know it's hard because you got to continuously fight it. It's not like you can live, sometimes you don't feel like you can live a normal life because they are so intense. That's why I call it gang stalking, because they get into your mind.
Yeah.
They get into your thoughts. They get into other people's thoughts, and then you find yourself being stalked. Then you can notice people all around you just watching you. Right?
Well, exactly.
And things happen
precisely.
To you all the time.
Yeah, horrible thing. Yes, exactly. But they haven't, to jump in, they haven't gotten into my mind. And that's been because, but to keep them out, they have, but here's what one other thing they did. The last surgery was poison. Speaking, I know the whole endocrine system. The pineal gland, not so much. All of us think of the pituitary, but the pineal gland really is the master, I think. And they've taken down my whole endocrine system. My adrenals are gone. I haven't slept for years. My dreams have been taken away from me. And maybe that's a good thing, because one of the light workers with whom I spoke said, because if they weren't, the demon. And yet, so what you're saying, though, is so that, mm-hmm. that even people who are drawn to me, because I do emanate light, will all of a sudden Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they're drawn to me. They can't get even like some neighbor who is having
is
a light
wandering down. Is there any way
down.
That you're able, okay, is there any way with, because I know he has, okay. My belief system is completely different than a lot of people's, but I'm going to tell you is we're all gifted, okay? You know that. We're all gifted with different types of gifts. And one of the things that I learned, okay, one of the things I learned to do, I pray a lot, believe it or not, is with...
Oh, I do.
With
can
power
I just jump in?
Of the electricity and the computers and the phones... I don't know how I do it, but for whatever reason, you're able to disconnect them. I disconnect them to the point where my kids always laugh and say, well, Mom, at least you got that where you can change the red lights to green lights.
I can do that too.
Exactly. So that's how you're going to combat it. That's what I'm trying to get at because that's what I do. I actually, and sometimes, unfortunately, I ruin my car. I ruin computers at least twice or three times a year. But I combat them by doing that.
You're making me laugh.
Yeah. I can shut them off.
Say your first name to me again. No, when I did the signal. Say it again.
Sinlu.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm Sinlu.
I was joking. I misspoke. I was making a joke because a gym teacher said, if you come up to a red light and you're really in a hurry and it's stuck, you go forward slightly if there's nobody in the crosswalk and then back up and it'll turn. I can't do it like you can. But is there a blue? Because what you're saying makes sense because it's so into the system. I would love it to be able to do some sort
I'm
of
I'm actually
exercise.
To be able to visualize the computer system. That's how I do it. I visualize, and then there's a code signature that I do, and I don't know who taught me it. I think it's in one of my journeys. And I know how to do that signature with my hand. And then what I do is I'm able to disconnect. And you know how they have the four-way red lights, you know, one goes this way, one. Those are a little bit harder, I get it. I'm able to get and decode it.
Well, that just, that's, you know, that's,
and that's how I have to do
from
some
spirit.
People.
Well, Senlo, well, no, I've tried that. You know, I would like to, I'm not 100% evolved because there's some of them I'd like to walk up to and just slap. But, you know, through the years, I've surrounded myself in white light. But when you're completely alone, I've tried to mirror back to them the evil that they're projecting to me. But there's this phenomenon where they start out all loving and attracted to me. And I finally figured it's like a Dr. Jekyll and it's like a switch. But most of them get infiltrated with demonic energy. And most of them, interesting, you all know about this, have been former alcoholics. I figured this out, that people, we're very vulnerable at certain times in our lives, particularly if you've ever been on drugs or alcohol. Not that I didn't love a margarita and wine and so forth myself, but I'm just talking about that opens the portal, so to speak, in humans for demonic energy to enter, and all of us are varying degrees of light and dark, but then it becomes dominant because this, for example, man next door who's, the attacks on me are just unbelievable. And yet he was wandering down almost to the point where it was almost stalking me, inappropriate because he was so, and then in the flick of a switch, things changed. But anyway, I'm trying to stay on subject and I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Getting back to what you were explaining. I'm hanging in here, but we've got the shadow of Mercury afterwards. And no matter what's happened, I've tried to stay strong. But I have to tell you that I was just devastated when this wonderful gifted light worker, so to call, whose particular gifts, Simlo, you're absolutely right, became perverted. She's actually gone astray, and I have to say, I've never done this. Did the background check. The guy whose clutches she's in, let's just say, hosts a program, and right away, unsolicited, spirit will sometimes take over our mouth. Not, and you're never supposed to give unsolicited advice in this life, and yet sometimes I feel forced to give a warning because that's been my gift in life. I know when something's going to happen. And so I tried to protect her. I said, her name isn't, let's just say Susie. Just make sure if you end up assisting that you're not taken advantage of. For 3 weeks now, she's been, just say, sidetracked would be the understatement. And I did a background check, and it turns out this guy has a history of everything that Spirit was telling me. One thing, Sunil, I have to say to you, I have to tell you, you're so beautiful, and you say, you'd find this weird if I said I prayed. All of us, people think that formal prayer is getting on your knees in some place with stained glass windows. Throw words. We, all of us, you know this, and I'm sorry, Ms. George, when we're out in nature, we are praying. We're communicating with all the beauties and the spirit of the universe.
Absolutely.
We're praying all the time. We're praying when we're communicating. Mm-hmm. And that's why I also saw when people said, I used to joke and say for the unevolved, I'd say, well, I'm a transcendentalist if I had to put that down. And most of them didn't get it. And they'd say, just moving along. And but basically, when people used to say, and I knew this, they'd say, I said, it just makes me very sad that through history, all the religions, I don't care which one you pick, by and large, most of the horrible atrocities, because I'm a sensitive and an empath and by nature, and all the horrible atrocities, whether it's the Inquisition under the Islam now, have been done in the name of some god or some religion.
It's man trying to control it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people when they say Auschwitz, and this is the lesson that Spirit brought me, and I've read Elie Wiesel's Night and all of that, the horrible atrocities, unspeakable. Mm-hmm. Well, if we get into Hitler and that, the possession of the demons and the dark energy and the light energy getting out of balance, is that somebody say, well, if there's a God, how could he? Well, I don't think God's a he, but you and I know that. It's a androgynous, beautiful, divine spirit. Let that happen. And I'd say, well, God didn't let it happen. God's up in heaven, that we were given free will, and so we can go through all of that. But I would say, look at the commonalities of all religions, Seventh-day Adventist, whatever. It's simple, and it goes back to Hammurabi's law is, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. Treat your fellow, not just humans, creatures, as you would be treated. And so find the commonality, which I see, and even Buddha, a lot of people think Buddha is a great piece. They study Siddhartha and Buddha's life. Buddha was a warrior. So anyway, here we go. Mm-hmm. Do you hear the EMFs now, Simone? Do you hear them? Maybe you can't, but it's starting. Yeah, anyway, I've taken up so much of your time that it's just such a – thank you, Spirit, because it renews me. And just pray for me. And
I will be praying for you.
But I just need to acknowledge – well, and you know what kind of praying we're saying. Send me some good vibes. I'm the 60s generation.
I'm going to.
Because
– and I just have one message for you. I have a message for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
And I am being told that – your signature is already in the book. Don't worry.
Oh, I was never worried about that.
Good. Because this is something that's being laid on me. Yeah, that it's okay.
Oh, what a beautiful.
It's going to be, there's nothing they can do. Nothing. And Jesse, you might want to fill in on with this with me.
Can you repeat that, though? Because I understand the metaphor of the signature in the book. Of course, we all look at the Sistine Chapel and St. Peter. Again, I don't know where
each of us have a signature. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I know all about that. But my point is, I never worried about that because I've never really looked out for myself. I never felt that what I was doing so that I could ascend to the highest level. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I
know
that.
Because my motives are pure, and I can't say that my conscious mind, that was just both a blessing and a cross, to use that metaphor, that came in with me. And yet, and I think I was supposed to be one of the ones to live to be 100 and something, but if I'm physically taken out, I can't you know, manifest. And I'm told that I'm that there is one more miracle. And yet when I can't even stand up for 15 minutes and I'm, you know, there are some, I can't even get to the store. And every helper that comes to me is taken from me. Even let's just say a driver or something to get me to doctors. Mm-hmm. They all disappear. They're all taken out. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? So every possible help is taken from me, including the light worker who cleared my house. And then she went into the most hideous, let's just say, possession by some negative energy herself. And even though she's so evolved that she can communicate with the masters, you know, the ascended masters, whether it's Buddha or the whole list in this clearing, and Archangel Michael, who cast out the demon in this house, the psychic attacks, Sinlo, didn't stop on me. And I understand that it's Mercury retrograde on steroids for me, and just say but it's so strong and it's so unremitting that so do you feel though that I was told by that everyone that there's another, you know, miracle in passing through. Of course none of it's easy, but I don't know how to manifest it, that kind of overused word, if I can't even you know, feed myself.
From my understanding,
you know.
Yeah. Maybe Jesse can help you with that. I just was told it's about your signature, so it's already done.
Well, that's such a beautiful message, it's resonating. That sounds corny, but you are so beautiful. It's resonating in my heart, and I have a feeling you chose the wolf as the emblem. That is so beautiful. I think we have a totem in common, and our love of nature and wildlife and attempts to protect it is just so beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm going to cry for happy, regardless of what else happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You have a
wonderful
night, lovey. Okay.
Well, quickly, I'll try to get in touch with you off the air as far as how to go on.
Okay.
And
Jesse,
I've monopolized your whole show.
Jesse.
Sorry.
Jesse,
yes.
You need to say
Jesse.
Something. You. Yeah. Jess. I call you Jesse.
She's been called Jess before, too. I'm an intuitive. She has. Am I correct? Anyway. And I love Jesse because I had, anyway. Jesse, I'll stop babbling. I've been calling you Ms. George. Jesse, speak.
I don't know if there's much left for me to say here at this point in things. You know, there's so much confusion with the dark and the light energy and all of those things. And when we really look at the parallel of the universe, what's really interesting is that the dark won't interact with the light.
No.
It brings us back to self-reflection in that sense, because you know, it will only interact with where we have vulnerabilities open, where we have uncertainties, where we have questions, where we have doubts, things like that. And of course that does wrap into the pineal gland again, because those doubts are you know, connected to things that are not true in life. And we're not connecting with the truth when we're connecting with the doubts. And I have been in very, very severe health issues and things in the past, but I had to do a lot of redirecting and consciously choosing to stay focused on the light and not on what the dark was doing. And for me,
I was very, very well. No. Jesse, I wasn't.
So,
yeah, no, you're right. And I don't, we've oversimplified. You're absolutely right. We'll talk another time about the dark not interfering in the light directly. And also that we have to come to a crescendo in the energies. Your whole talk at the beginning, look at Trump and North Korea before everything can be resolved. No, I don't. I agree with you 100%. They aren't, to get back to what Sinlo was saying, they aren't directly, they're just manipulating other entities, if we can call it that, whether it's the EMFs or the you know, the nature to, let's just say, cause these. So I do agree with you, and I've always focused on the light, and it's pretty darn hard sometimes. But I'm not finding our, which is, I'm not disagreeing with you but all. It's just oversimplifying for the sake of brevity. But thank you both. And I hope to be able to connect with you, particularly the whole thing of the light and the dark and the gray areas too. So thank you both so much. And Jesse, no, we're not
thank
in disagreement
you.
At all. And thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. That was interesting. I have met a few people that's gone through that, and it's very hard, very, very extremely hard. And sometimes, how the saying goes, it's okay if they hear you, but when they listen, sometimes you can get into trouble. Does that make any sense to you? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes,
it does.
And so we're going to go through that, you know, each of us in various forms, and she seems to be where they're like, because she's, you know, there is definitely her gifts, they don't want that drawn out, so, unfortunately, but I think that that's the signature that I was speaking of, it's going to be okay, you know, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter what they do, it really doesn't, because
right.
it's still the, you know. You know what I'm talking about. It's still, it is what it is, and that's it, and there's nothing they can do.
And it is very, very tough in these days and times, in a sense, with the way the energy is flowing and moving,
yeah.
And the shifts and the
it's
transitions, because we do have a lot of intuitive energy opening up for people,
right.
people who are already open, so to say, are feeling very challenged in many ways, because
mm-hmm.
it's so much information coming at a time. There's so many different things, and a lot of them are
mm-hmm.
not sure how to deal with things. A lot of them are not sure how to, you know, hold their
yeah.
ground, and that's why we have to keep disconnecting from people, keep, you know, making the shifts and the changes along the way, and certainly there are people that are in some very you know, challenging situations like that caller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, greatly magnified over what the average person would be dealing with. I know that musician friends of mine went through periods where, you know, they kept blowing out all their equipment and things like that, and they had to get
mm-hmm.
grounding pads under everything. They had to stand on grounding pads to record things and stuff like that just to settle it down. Enough
just
to be able to get through things. And I think this is important, that, you know, we do have to watch those connections we're taking in here. And for some people, they're not ready to handle the energy, and it does come in and it does
mm-hmm.
tend to overwhelm them. But we don't need to be afraid of it, because when we continue to stand in our light, and I know there's buts and exceptions out there and all of that, however,
mm-hmm.
when we stay focused on the light, the rest of it starts subsiding. And I've had attempts on my life. I know what it's like to be in that space. I'm not blind to it by any means. I've been through a lot of health challenges. I've been through multiple near-death experiences, all of those things. And grew up in a house that had tremendous energy in it that was haunted. There were a lot of issues there. I do get it. I absolutely get it.
Yeah.
But I also know the more I stand in that light, and with this energy rising in here, like I said, it's opening everything up. So people that are in the spiritual realms, that are healers and things like that, they're feeling more of a weight. They're feeling more responsibility. When we look at the way the dark and the light energy interacts in the universe, 84% of the universe is dark matter and 16% is light matter. And when we use that same parallel, you know, basically 16%
mm-hmm.
of us are carrying the energy, and yet it still ironically takes the dark to feed the light energy so the light can keep going. It's a very strange twist in all of it. And I think that people don't have to be overwhelmed. It's a matter of having to continue to come back to wise choices and having to continue to do the purifying, and saying, yeah, I might have these cravings. I might have been programmed for these food cravings or whatever it is, but I've got to stand in this. And it's not restrictive.
Yeah.
It's about making a conscious choice to stay focused on the light, to make that conscious choice to continue to hold in that vibration. It is going to ease up. We just, you know, are running in and out of a lot of tests, and the planetary alignments are in positions that are just highly, highly creating a lot of turbulence and a lot of change.
And I'm finding because of that, we're getting more attacked. And, you know, more and more people are dealing with what she's dealing with, what we've dealt with all our lives. Because I can, you know, come on, we've done it. It's all our lives. It's like one after the other.
And
nothing, you know.
The illusion is that we have to fight it. And the illusion is that we're in a competition with it. And so it wants us to believe we're in that victim mentality. Because if we buy into the attack, And I'm not denying the attack pieces.
Oh, it's there. The energy is there. It's definitely. But what you're saying is correct. And I'm always telling everyone, walk within. The key is within you. And you know how they say heaven is within. And it is absolutely truth. And you have to. And it, sometimes it is a matter of taking a walk into nature to open that pineal gland, like you're saying. It's a matter of continuously, babying and savoring that pineal gland. Because we're going through all these battles, and the easier it'll be if we continue to open up that pineal gland. I know that sounds really strange, but you know what? Sometimes I do, especially if I'm under, you know, how things, life, material things, everything around you stresses you out, and you start, you know, everything coming at you like you're being attacked from every direction. And I will actually go near my garden. I have my loose dirt, and I do it that way, and I am always digging it up, and my kids laugh at me. But I actually cover myself in the dirt, and I lay there, and I do my prayers, and I meditate. And it releases, if I can say, a lot of those energies out. It helps me balance. Does that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely. You know, because you are getting that grounding piece that's going on. You're making that direct connection with the earth, and you know, so definitely these pieces. And, you know, here again, I know it's hard for a lot of people because they've gotten so used to things, but it is important to start to step away from a lot of things, minimize the time, and create balance. And
I had a woman. Yeah. I had a woman, and she was talking about living in Indian ground. And my family is, I'm a mixed breed. My family is Native. And I had a woman come to me once, and the rock that she had brought from the property, and she searched me down, believe it or not. She heard that I was in the area, and she searched me down. And she found me, and she says, you have to touch this. And when I touched it, I saw everything, what she was going to ask me. And it was interesting because she was, like, confused because her property, she can't have electric, she can't have phones, she can't have nothing. Nothing worked. And I told her, they don't want you to have that. Because they're actually protecting you. Does that make sense? And no matter what she would do, it would not work. And, you know, and she was telling me all the, you know, journeys that they allow her to go on with her, you know, with them. And they were showing me, and they said, because she asked that question, how am I going to, you know, protect this land, and how am I going to live here if I can't even have, and, you know, I suggested things, because I said, you're never going to be able to have power running through that home, ever. And it's for your own sake. Does that make sense? That's weird,
definitely.
Isn't it?
And it is, and I think,
well, Lovey,
I think it's,
we are running out of time here. We have like 10 seconds, and I want you to give out your information so everyone knows where to contact you, and I loved speaking with you tonight. We got to do this again. So go ahead and send out your information, please.
People can connect with me through my website, which is compassioncodes.com. That's CompassionCodes.com. And they can also email me at jang@compassioncodes.com. So, and then I'm on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. So those are all the easy ways to connect.
All right. Well, everyone knows who I am. I'm Sin Lu. I'm on Awakening to Spirit on Facebook. There's a page there. And I just talk to people. I just like to, whatever messages come forth, I put on my profile and whatever is needed. You know, whoever, you know, understands it and what is needed for them at the time. Yeah. So, but you definitely want to get a hold of her just because she works with a lot of people in different avenues, and I know you have so many different wonderful gifts to help them through everything. And the caller that called in, I really appreciate it, and you definitely need to get together with Jess, and she has some on air. It's kind of hard for you to, you know, go over everything with someone, but if you have, you know, private time with each other in a session, she could definitely give you some wonderful avenue to work with this and work forward. Very gifted woman. Well, I thank you, and you have a blessed weekend, okay?
And thank you very
we
much.
We have run out of time. It was such a blessing talking to you. I hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you,
and everyone have a thank you, and everyone have a blessed night. Good night, sweetie.
Night.